you're like me. You get in such a routine of things. When you break it, it just like feels wrong to be standing up here about to preach right now. And but there's nothing in the Bible that says you're supposed to sing before you preach or preach before you sing. So we're not breaking any of the teachings of the New Testament about church and gathering together. But we are doing it different this morning. And so after I'm finished, as you'll see in the bulletin, then Johan will lead us in three songs to finish the service. And our flight leaves at 1:05. So we have to make sure that we get to the airport to make that flight. But what's happening is every year, once a year, for 2 days, there's a conference for all the pastors in the Southern Baptist Convention. There's 44,000 churches in the Southern Baptist Convention. Many of those are bivocational pastors, and many of those are full-time pastors. There'll be about anywhere from 10 to 15,000, I haven't seen a number, people who are registered, who are flying to Orlando to go to the pastors' conference today and tomorrow. And then, if you can imagine this, all those same people, many of their wives and families, will have a business meeting. Okay, so Tuesday and Wednesday is a 14,000-person business meeting on the Southern Baptist Convention. And sometimes there are some very important things that are discussed. Sometimes, just like our business meetings, the things that we're talking about aren't as important as other things. We vote on them, we take a vote, you raise your placard, you don't. And sometimes they're very controversial. Like if we said, you know, we're going to change our services to a Saturday and change the name of our church to Vine Street or something else. Well, everybody would show up for the business meeting and everybody would be sure to vote on what they think should be done. Well, this year at the Southern Baptist Convention is one of those years where everyone has an opinion about what they're voting on. There are some things that for the last year they appointed a task force to study all the Southern Baptist Convention, all the entities, all the organizations, the way all the money is given up, divvied out. And that task force has made some recommendations to the convention. And those recommendations are going to greatly affect people who work for state conventions, work for seminaries, who work for the executive committee, who work as missionaries, international missionaries, local missionaries who live in America. All those people are going to be affected. Things, lots of talk, lots of small little community meetings and things like that. And Tuesday afternoon is when the big vote is for some of these recommendations. And so if you think about it this week, pray for your convention. If you don't know this, Southern Baptist Convention, we're an autonomous church. All that means is the convention can't come in here and tell us to do anything. We're a church. We, as a church, as a congregation, own the building. We own the rights to our service. We own the rights to our doctrine. We own all those things. We are empowered to do that. The convention can't tell us to do anything. But together, when we give, if you look at our budget, about 10% of every dollar that you give to this church, and that place divvies up the money to other different places. So we give that away to try to be generous, to try to support the work of missionaries, try to support the work of church planters, children's homes, colleges, hospitals, all sorts of things. You support every time you give your tithe. And the way that that money is sliced up is going to be altered just a little bit this year. And so I just wanted you all to kind of be aware of that and know that that's where I'm going to be going this week and participating in a business meeting like that. So should be fun. But we do have some prayer requests this morning and some things I just want you all to know about. Miss Janice Humpick, still not feeling well. She's having a little trouble breathing, so I want to pray for her. So let me. Some to take care of children, some to take care of youth, some to take care of elders, some to teach Sunday school. Father, we just give you praise that you've gifted your church and your people in so many different ways. Father, we celebrate that this morning. We celebrate the way that we're able to sing these songs and participate in music together. We celebrate the way we're able to open up the scriptures and hear from you. And Father, this morning we expect to do that. And Father, we just celebrate too those among us who are prayer warriors. You've gifted to be people who pray diligently, pray regularly, and pray for the people of the church. And God, this week we want to pray for the Southern Baptist Convention, to which we are aligned, to which we participate, to which we give God. We just pray that you would give direction and leadership. God, I ask that you.